under attack. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my father. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Good morning. Good morning. It's Izzy Lyman. You're listening to 97.7 FM WCHY, and I am definitely in the captain's chair, delighted to be hosting the next hour, and I'm wishing Randy and Miss Vicky a great trip to McLaren. All the best to both of you. You will be in our prayers today. Well, anywho, it's a rainy day here where I live. I don't know where you live, but it's still pretty. The leaves are looking great, and so far so good with the fall weather. I've really enjoyed the leaves this year. They have been spectacular. We are about a week away from Halloween, so hopefully this next hour isn't spooky, although I may have some spooky news for you. But anyway, let me start by giving you my text number. It is 231-758-7707, 231-758-7707. And as some of you know, I'm a former public official, but I'm still today very active in grassroots politics, also in print media. I love writing, and occasionally I do the radio show. So it's all good. It's a good life. But let me start by giving you some information about an upcoming event this Friday in Emmett County that I'm involved with, and I would love to have some people from other counties come. It is our ERG, Emmett Responsible Government. It's a group of folks in Emmett County who've taken it upon themselves to call into account their local government, being commissioners, school boards, city council members. Oh, we're keeping an eye on all these folks, but we're also trying to do it in a fun, positive, creative way, and exposing people to a lot of good speakers and good information. So this Friday in Emmett County, we are hosting an event at the Northern Lights Recreation, which is also known as the Bowling Alley, but they have a very nice conference room in the back where we host all our meetings, and they're great people. So anyway, the event will start at 6:30. There's going to be free pizza. We always say free pizza, free speech, free parking. It's all good, right? And so the pizza will be at 6:30, but then we have three, not one, not two, but three speakers beginning at 7. And we have invited Major John Turnbull. He is an Otsego County Commissioner. He's also the author of 0% Chance. He is a suicide bomb attack survivor and one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. And he's going to come and share his story and also his testimony, because he gives God the glory despite the tragedy he had to endure in Syria. We also have Michael Hoover, who is an entrepreneur, and he is a candidate for the U.S. Senate. He is one of, I believe, 8 candidates, and we hope in future months to have more of these candidates come to Emmett County to speak to us. But we're going to start with Mr. Hoover, and he's going to be talking about borders, energy, inflation, foreign policy, and we're going to want to ask him a lot of questions. How are you going to mount a successful Senate campaign against the war chest of Elisa Slotkin, which I believe right now is $8 million, a lot of money to go up against. Finally, last but not least, we are going to have Carla Wagner. Some of you are familiar with Carla. She's been on Randy's show, and she is heading the ACTS, the Michigan Tax Initiative. It's the ballot proposal to eliminate the property tax in Michigan. She's a dynamo, and I think this is a fantastic issue because property taxes are among the most confiscatory taxes on the planet, right? How unfair to constantly be taxed for your property. So she's going to come and tell us a little bit about why she got involved with ACTS Michigan Tax, what we can do to help her, and how the campaign is going so far. So again, that will be this Friday, starting at 6:30 for the pizza, at 7 o'clock for the program, and more to come. I'm Izzy Lyman. I will be back after the break. Thank you very much for listening.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Order online for takeout at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against Whipper, Nestle, and the Health Department by subscribing to our podcast at murphyslawdcast.com.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIE&G Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
Everybody, it's Izzy Lyman. You're listening to 97.7 WCHY Sheboygan, and glad to be subbing for Trucker. And it's a rainy day, but still, we're not going to let that dampen our spirits. Let me finish up about the Emmett Responsible Government InfoWars. Oh, that's a good place too. Info commercial I was making. If you would like a flyer, please feel free to text me, but please do it after the show because it's probably a little easier for me to send it to you. And the number is 231 718-758-7707. 231-758-7707. And we also have a website, and I write a lot of the blog posts at the website, and that is emmetrg.com. EmmettRG.com, E-E-M-E-T, just one T, because sometimes people don't know how to spell Emmett, so I want to put it out there for you. All right, so in other information, I have to tell you a little bit of what I think was an edifying experience. So I was invited to join the Transform Michigan, or it's actually transformmi.com, last night, and I joined, and it's actually a prayer group. And I was very, very impressed and very touched. These folks are dedicated to praying for our state and for national issues, and I believe it's 24/7. But I joined the evening session last night, and one of the moments that I really enjoyed about it was their prayer for the J6 political prisoners. And honestly, I thought these folks were doing more than a lot of our federal legislators have done for the J6 prisoners. So I was very encouraged and very touched by that, as well as for their prayers for the legislators in the Freedom Caucus, who are especially enduring a very hard uphill battle because they're in a position where they're taking on not only the Democrats, but they're taking on the rhinos in their own party. So for sure, our lawmakers need prayer and they need encouragement, as do these J6 people. So two thumbs up for this prayer group. And I know the Lord is hearing your prayers and blessing your efforts for sure. So I thank you very much for what they're doing. All right. So this weekend I went to an event at the Frisky Farm Market, which featured U.S. Senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson. And some of you may know Ron Johnson because he's been exceptionally good on the whole medical freedom vaccine injury issue. But anyway, the MIGOP was hosting a town hall with the senator, and it was a really pretty fun event. And I got to talk to the senator a little bit. I did an interview with him. It was not about medical freedom. It was about immigration. And he had some great comments, and I've written a small article, a blog post, if you will, for borderhawk.news, borderhawk.news, if you want to look at it. It probably might be up today, might be up tomorrow, but he is very much concerned about the border, and he's one of those few U.S. senators who's actually signed on. He's a co-sponsor of Secure the Border Act of 2023, whose main sponsor is Ted Cruz. And it is just an excellent piece of legislation. I don't want to get into all the details. You can look it up yourself, the Secure Border Act of 2023. And it checks a lot of boxes to try to mitigate some of this terrible problem that we have at the border. It's beyond terrible. It's beyond horrible. But anyway, Senator Johnson and I had a good conversation about that, and I did appreciate him coming to Northern Michigan to rally the troops, to encourage us, to let us know that he is fighting the good fight. And I think the most interesting thing about Senator Johnson is that the first time that he ran for public office was the U.S. Senate race. And he came out of the Tea Party movement, and this was his first shot at running, and he won. So I'm reminded of that as I think about some of the candidates that are also running, especially on the GOP side, for U.S. Senate in Michigan, and it's their first time running for public office, or at least first time running for a big public office. Some of them perhaps have run for Congress and not won. But that is it's a very hard quest, for sure. It requires a lot of money and a lot of tenacity. So I guess kudos to the folks that are putting themselves out there. It's an incredible experience to run for public office. I can't imagine at a statewide level, nor do I want to. But for sure, some of these folks deserve our attention and our support. And for sure, we are glad, like I said, to host them at our forthcoming ERG meeting, at least one of them, Michael Hoover. While at the event, I also got to speak with Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. I believe she's been on Randy's show, and she's a medical doctor, so she has a lot to say on the topic of medical freedom. and as well as J.D. Wilson. He was there. He was very good, I thought, on the border immigration issues. I didn't get a chance to speak to him, and I don't know a lot about him, but he had that sort of MAGA vibe, if you will, a very patriotic, big personality, a lot of enthusiasm for the cause of limited government. And if nothing else, it's really a joy to meet fellow conservatives, fellow constitutionalists at these events, or to see folks running for office, because I think we definitely can use the encouragement. Well, anyway, while I was there at the event, I took it upon myself to informally, very informally, poll folks about the speaker race. And I talked to about 20 folks there, and these are the kind of people that are truly activists. They're not just voting, but they're involved in some way, shape, or form in the cause. And I was surprised to hear, and I'm going to be a little blunt here, but I asked them about Representative Bergman, Jack Bergman, who's put his name into the hat, if you will, to run for speaker, and I asked them what they thought of that. And to all 20 people were not excited about the idea at all. So that, unfortunately, does not speak well of Representative Bergman's standing with constitutional conservatives, but I think you know that. You know that well if you listen to the show. Almost to a T, they were all supporters of Jim Jordan, and they were very happy about his potential speakership, if you will, and very disappointed that he did not make the cut. I guess they had that internal private vote where they decided not to have Jim Jordan anymore. So as we're doing the show this morning, they have gathered again, these Republican congressmen and women, to find a candidate who will get the majority vote. And that's, I believe, about 112 votes. And there's 8 people running. Some of them, honestly, I have never even heard of, and I'm kind of a political junkie. Some of them are well known. But among my polling of the folks on the weekend at the Frisky Farm Market, a beautiful place, by the way, at this time of the year, they seem to be very receptive to the candidacy of Byron Donalds. And some of you may or may not be familiar with Byron Donalds, but he is the congressman from Florida. He is a very reliable, staunch conservative. Unlike General Bergman, Lieutenant General Bergman, he did not want to see the debt ceiling raised, and he did not want us to borrow money towards Ukraine security enhancements. And he is very, very concerned about the border. So he has a very solid record as a conservative and as a leader. He's a former Florida State football player, so he's a big guy. He's also a very personality-oriented guy. It's like the kind of guy you want to put on CNN or one of those silly, lame shows that can hold his own and defend himself and look fantastic while doing it. So he's got a lot of momentum among conservatives. I don't know how he'll do. I've heard that Tom Emmer, the congressman from Wisconsin, is considered the front runner in this latest Fandango. But we shall see. But let me read you a couple of comments about Mr. Donalds. And here, this is in his own words. During his first campaign for Congress, he's in his second term, he described himself in a political ad as a Trump-supporting, gun-owning, liberty-loving, pro-life, politically incorrect black man. And get this as his background. As a young man, he was arrested for drug possession and decided to get his life together through the grace of God. So, great background story. I wish Representative Donalds very well this morning. We will keep you posted and to see how he actually does. And it's all fun anyway. I'm sorry. What? Oh, okay. Sorry. My producer was telling me some news. Okay. The other thing I wanted to tell you about is on Twitter. I'm very active on Twitter. That is my go-to social media. And I am Izzy Lyman, at Izzy Lyman, I-Z-Z-Y, LYMAN is my account name. So after I got back from polling people at the confab at Frisky Farms, I decided to poll my Twitter people, my Twitter followers, and et al., and ask them this question. Who is Michigan's spookiest politician? All right. It's hard to pick, but I narrowed it down to four people. Gretchen Whitmer, Jocelyn Benson, Dana Nessel, and Rashida Tlaib, right? It's almost hard to pick. You almost need a multiple choice. But overwhelmingly, Gretchen and Talita are Rashida Tlaib. Talita, I love it, are really going head-to-head for this. It's hard to pick which one is worse. So I'm going to open that up to all of you. If you want to vote, tell me. Send me a text. Tell me who you think is worse. Rashida, Big Gretch, Dana, Bloody Mary Dana, or Jocelyn. And join in on the poll, maybe not via Twitter, but via the radio show. So the number is 231-758-7707, 231-758-7707. So who do you think is Michigan's spookiest politician? Is it Gretchen? Is it Rashida? Is it Dana? Is it Jocelyn? It's probably all of the above for sure, but we got to pick a winner in this one. All righty? So I like polls. They're kind of fun, aren't they? Anyway, another thing I wanted to bring up to you is this issue of the U.S. Senate race. So let me give you some numbers. This is as of September 30th. Some of the big numbers are Mike Rogers, and he's raised about $800,000. Obviously, he's the guy who has the donor class behind him. Behind that is Nikki Snyder at $170,000. And there is Mr. Mike Hoover at $200,000. And everybody else was more or less not even worth mentioning. But again, Alisa Slotkin, the front runner for the Democrats, is at $9 million. That is astounding. And behind her is a gentleman named Hill Harper, and he's raised $1 million. So, folks, I don't really know what to say, but these Democrats, they are amazing how much money they have, how much money that they pour into the Marxist socialist cause. It is truly, truly, truly astounding and truly depressing. But, that does not mean we despair. That does not mean we give up. That still means we work at it within the means, every means possible. And of course, to those of us who are people of faith, we pray. We pray like just like these folks are doing every single night. And we hope for a miracle, because occasionally that's all we can hope for is a miracle against these terrible, terrible odds. But again, my hat's off to folks who are putting themselves out there. Some of these candidates, I have learned, are self-funding, dipping into their personal savings and putting the money out there for the cause of limited government, for the cause of freedom, for we the people. They're trying to represent us, and we've definitely long overdue on having those kind of representatives. Anyway, again, I wish them well, but these numbers are truly amazing. But don't forget, you can vote Rashida, Gretchen, Dana, Jocelyn. Who is Michigan's spookiest politician? The number is 231-758-7707. And we do have one vote in already for Gretchen because she has the most power. I think that's pretty fair. I'm Izzy Lyman. I'll be back after the break with our guest. I'm really looking forward to this conversation. We're going to talk about the protests, Middle Eastern protests. Thank you.